3 o'clock, so we can start our class sharing. So today is the 31st of January 2021. So we'll be continuing from this book, The Path to Truth, for modern day Bodhisattva. I think we are towards the end. What page was it? I think it should be 302, isn't it? Yes, page 302. We'll continue from there. Okay, so as usual, let us prepare ourselves, develop the faith, the sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Okay. Namo Bhinsu Sajya Muni Pho. Namo Bhinsu Sajya Muni Pho. Namo Bhinsu Sajya Muni Pho. Namo Kwansing Pusa. Namo Kwansing Pusa. Namo Kwansing Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Milofo. Namo Milofo. Namo Milofo. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Tisangwang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhiwa Pirmi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipano Bhagavato Sakka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sabba Sambuddhassa. Namo Atassa. Ato sama sambuddhassa buddhang saranang gacchami dhammang saranang gacchami sanghang saranang gacchami dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Let's pay respect to Padang Pujemi. Dhammang Pucchemi. Sanghang Pucchemi. Okay, you all can be seated. We will continue from where we stop. Turn to page 302. Okay. So we are towards the end of this book sharing, The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva. Page 302, second paragraph. Dhamma Mero nurtures our wisdom life. Wisdom life is like physical life. To be healthy, we must have healthy bone marrow that produces healthy blood cells. Similarly, in order for our wisdom life to grow, we need pure Dhamma Mero to nurture us. Members of the Tsuchi Dhamma family all share their experiences with one another about how they evolve in their local communities to understand and resolve their problems through sharing experiences and nurturing one another. Their wisdom life grow. So this is how Tsuchi managed to do it. Okay, then we read on. We vow to serve as bodhisattva life after life. In order for our wisdom life to grow, we must make great vows and have great resolution. This is very important, also very true. You must make great vows and have great resolution. But how do we become living bodhisattvas? In addition to the Lotus Sutra, the Sutra of Infinite Meaning also gives us the guideline for becoming a bodhisattva. It describes bodhisattvas as having mind that is tranquil and still or clear. It explained that everyone has the same pure nature as that of the Buddha. The vow and resolution we make are not merely for this life, but rather we must have the heart of a bodhisattva with vows as vast as the universe that remains unwavering through countless kappas. So this is stated in the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, Wulian Yijing. For this reason, we must protect our pure spiritual aspiration in this life. Moreover, all Tsuchi volunteers take the Buddha's spirit and master's mission as their own. The Buddha's heart is one of the great compassion, and my mission is to walk the Bodhisattva path. In other words, we should take action to contribute great love, care for all living beings, and inspire all human beings to have spiritual aspirations. All this requires us to protect all beings wholeheartedly. So this is how Tsuchi do it. We must also be grateful and empathetic towards others. Only those with a grateful heart can possess sincere love. We must be thankful that our resolve has not deviated and that we are able to actively contribute. Besides that, because only one individual can achieve little, we must also be grateful to those around us who contribute money, effort and time to help suffering people in this world, regardless of the hard work it takes. Furthermore, we should appreciate all living beings. We should be empathetic and compassionate while helping others. This is to say, there is a saying, one realizes one's own blessing through witnessing the suffering of others. If we do not witness the hardship and suffering or hopelessness that other people face, it's very difficult to ignite the love in our heart and allow our wisdom life to grow. People often express their concern about who will succeed me to lead Ziqi. Life and death are natural processes. Everyone will pass on one day. We must know that life is impermanent. Ziqi volunteers are now somewhat dependent on me since I am still around. On the other hand, when I'm gone, people may say, Master worked very hard to establish Ziqi Path. You must continue to work on it. As long as volunteers know their direction well, apply the Ziqi spirits and principles in their daily life, and bring their strength together, they will always have the ability to purify people's mind. I often say, Taiwan's greatest treasure is the kindness and love of its people. And this is very true. Ziqi is now an international organization that has reached all over the world. We must do good deeds diligently with unity, harmony, mutual love, and concerted effort. All Ziqi volunteers must cultivate their field of blessing as farmers and continue to recruit living bodhisattvas so that their global presence or global village will be filled with great love. So that is the part on the epilogue. Now we come to the appendix. So this appendix is also, I think, a summary of the whole thing. The four-in-one system of the four Dhamma Dhamma. Definition. As we handle worldly affairs, we need to act according to worldly principles of the Dhamma. We all know that physical life is limited, but wisdom life is everlasting. Therefore, we had to formally establish the Ziqi school of Buddhism so that everyone will have the right path to follow. Thus, the concept of the four Dhamma Dhamma was created. Four groups by the name of unity, harmony, mutual love, and concerted effort. So, unity is regional. Harmony is at district level. Mutual love is within the area. And concerted effort is the whole community. This system enables volunteers to apply correct methods from their understanding of these terms in their action. The four-in-one organization structure unites the effort of many individuals to do Ziqi work and to pass on the Jingzi Dhamma lineage. So the four aspects are very important. They call it the four-in-one Dhamma Dhamma. So the emphasis is on unity, harmony, mutual love, and concerted effort. We are the whole community. Okay, we read on. The unity group signifies Dharani, the door of total retention, which retains all the Dhamma and all that is wholesome. So unity group signifies the Dhamma door of total retention. Dharani means to retain all the Dhammas and all that is wholesome. In order for us to accept the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha developed 84,000 Dhammadhammas or methods to accommodate the different cognitive capability of sentient beings. This one I have explained. To put it simply, to retain all the Dhamma is to refrain from all that is evil and do all that is good. These two are advice of Buddha. As we are in the human realm, we must truly understand the karmic law of cause and effect and be able to discern right from wrong. Such a volunteer must have the willpower and courage to uphold all good Dhamma and take up the responsibility to pass it on. Senior commissioner have been with Tsuchi for a long time, and they have a deep understanding of Tsuchi's philosophy and history. They can transmit the Tsuchi spirit to newer volunteers. As unity group members, they must frequently accompany and share their experiences with newcomers so as to motivate more people to become involved and take action. The harmony group signifies the door of harmony, which is the harmony with the mind of saints and sages, and is in line with the Buddha's teaching and the Bodhisattva path. Saints refer to Buddhas and sages or great beings. Saints refer to Buddha and sages to Bodhisattva. Oh, they differentiate that way. To be in harmony with the mind of saints and sages is to take the Buddha's spirit as our own. To be in line with the Bodhisattva path is to take Master's mission as our own. As we seek to transcend from the stage of ordinary being to the stage of a Buddha or saint, harmony group serve as a bridge as they seek the Buddha's teaching and use what they had learned to guide others. They pass on the knowledge from the unity group to others, encourage and inspire people to cultivate themselves spiritually, and guide others to walk on the Bodhisattva path. So this is very true. Within an organization, harmony is very important. Everyone must say and do things fairly and be guided by the principles. When all members can get along harmoniously, the group emanates beauty. The mutual love group signifies the door of observance and embrace, in which one observes the mind to see if it is free of worry and embrace suffering beings. Its member must observe their own mind and the suffering in the world. Only when we frequently self-reflect while keeping our minds open, at ease and free of affliction, can we have a mind vast enough to encompass the universe? Only then can we take care of others' mind and comfort all suffering beings. When everyone can care for one another, the road ahead will be broad and smooth. So the mutual love group makes up the roads that leads to the Bodhisattva path. The harmonious group or the harmony group distributes the message, and the mutual love group engages in the planning. They accompany others and diligently serve as living Bodhisattvas, contributing their effort with gratitude, respect, and love. The concerted effort group signifies the door of diligence and action, which means to diligently uphold and carry out all the good deeds in this world. The members of the concerted effort group do this consistently. There are now 30 volunteers around the group, and all of us are one family. Once the harmony group has conveyed the message and the mutual love group has made the plan accordingly, the concerted effort group mobilizes volunteers to carry them out. So their structure is actually very good. The Chinese character for concerted is compared in part by the character strength written 3 times. This signifies that we must combine the strength of all and work together to carry out our missions. As we invite living Bodhisattvas to join us, the concerted effort group is the first doorway for them to walk through. Newcomers start as interns to learn about Tzu-chi spirit, history, humanistic culture, and the way it operates to carry out activities. Therefore, the unity group must pass on the Qing Shi Dharma lineage and the Tzu-chi school of Buddhism to the concerted effort group. Unity, harmony, mutual love, and concerted effort are Tzu-chi's 4 Dharma Door or methods. The unity group retains the Dhamma and all that is wholesome, while the concerted effort group carries out all good deeds. They are the same in essence. In other words, unity and concerted effort are one and the same. Only when both unity and concerted effort groups support each other will there be strength. For harmony and mutual love connecting the group, the 4 groups must link together as one. Only then can we consolidate our strength. The essence of Tzu-chi's teaching is applicable to everyone. The 4-in-1 system of the 4 Dharma Door must be practiced physically. Once we have profoundly experienced it, we will walk the Bodhisattva path with joy. This is very true. Okay, we are at the next section already. Let me have a drink. My throat is dry. Okay, the next subheading is the metaphor of a big tree and the crystal sphere of perfect harmony. Tzu-chi volunteers have vowed to be living Bodhisattvas. They engage in spiritual cultivation by working among people. Through witnessing hardship, they learn to cherish their blessings. understand people's suffering and experience love and warmth in this world. If people ask what sect of Buddhism we belong to, we can reply, the Churches School of Buddhism, because this is our Dhamma path. Within the Churches School of Buddhism, the unity, harmony, mutual love and concerted effort group must courageously undertake Churches mission. Every volunteer must be like a big tree, which preserve water and soil and keep the atmosphere fresh. Through the Churches Dhamma path, we recruit living bodhisattvas so that there will be many trees to form the forest. This Bodhi forest will allow all beings to expand their roots of cultivation deeply and extensively, and to continuously pass down the Buddha Dhamma. The Unity Group's mission is to transmit. In order to grow big, a tree must have roots that reach deep into the ground and constantly absorb water and nutrients. Similarly, all of us must mindfully absorb the Dhamma, transmit the Churches spirit, nurture our mind with the Dhamma essence, and cultivate our enlightened wisdom. The deeper the root, the more stable the tree, the wider the root, the luster the tree. For this reason, we must work together with one heart and one goal, and take root extensively and deeply through unity. The Harmony Group is responsible for communication. No matter how deep and wide the roots grow, they converge and connect together at the trunk. The main function The main function of the trunk is to deliver nutrients from the root to the branches. Only when the trunk is healthy and strong will the tree be stable and steady enough for the branches to receive abundant nutrients to flourish. Unity is the organization's internal spirit when it displays eternally. Oh, sorry, externally. Okay, I read again. Unity is the organization's internal spirit when displayed externally. It is harmony. If our organization exudes harmony, it will naturally attract others to join us and bring forth the strength of benevolence. Benevolence is great love. The mutual love group is like a tree's branches. It's like a tree branches, which receive nutrients from the trunk and provide support to young branches and leaves. The growth of branches is vital to shaping the tree. The branches of a tree must extend far and wide so that the leaf can flourish. Then the tree will be beautiful and lush, providing a lot of shade. Likewise, if we love and care for others, for one another, that is the most valuable strength, and it makes the world a more beautiful place. The concerted effort group is like a tree's leaf, which performs photosynthesis by taking in the carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. When the leaves are large, they provide comfortable shade for people. Each leaf is like a volunteer of the concerted effort group, being the Dharma door, the door of diligence and action. It is the entry point for people to join Suji. All interns training and those with little understanding of Suji begins here. As ordinary beings, we inevitably possess ignorance. In addition, we all come from different backgrounds and have various habitual tendencies. Therefore, we should be accommodating to one another and accepting of everyone, just as a tree cleans the air by taking in carbon dioxide through its green leaf. The four Dharma Door must work together as one. Thus, they are the four in one. Unity group members must not think that they are ranked. They are higher in rank than the others. Instead, they should work to study the Dhamma even more thoroughly to transmit it. We must never think of the concerted effort group as just the front line or entry level. The structure is really like a tree with leaves that reach up to heaven and roots that reach deep into the ground, supported by the trunk and the branches in between. The root absorb nutrients from the soil and transport them upward. Likewise, the leaf absorb sunlight and air and generate nutrients and deliver them downward. Hence, roots and leaf function alike. In other words, the unity group is a concerted effort group with harmony and mutual love serving in between. Each group is equally important. Over 40 years ago, Suji burst forth from a single droplet of crystal clear water, which is the pure, untinted, selfless mindset that is inherent in everyone. We have accumulated this pure water of love starting from Hualien and developed Suji from a point to a line and from a line into a plane until we cover all of Taiwan and finally spread to the entire world. Now we are returning to the pureness of their source and to start out again. Transforming the plane into a three-dimensional entity. This pure water of love can cleanse the defilements of our mind. When everyone's pure mind comes together, this pure water of love will form a clear sphere. Suji's Dharma lineage is the Qingshi Dharma lineage. Suji volunteer around the world are the same. From outward appearances with uniform and conduct to inner spirit. With a mind as pure and clear as crystal, everyone come together as one. This one is very important. Everyone must come together as one. With a mind as pure as crystal, everyone comes together as one, like a forest of Bodhi trees growing from the same root. United, we cultivate fields of blessings and let our roots of wisdom grow deeply by walking the Bodhisattva path. As we go about our daily life, we must regulate our conduct in accordance with the Dhamma and joyfully contribute our sincere love with a heart of contentment, gratitude, understanding, and tolerance. These are very important virtues. Each of us must take good care of our heart and safeguard our pure mind from being contaminated. We are one Dhamma family connected by karmic affinity, walking on the Bodhisattva path together with vows. I have to read this again. Each of us must take good care of our heart and safeguard our pure mind from being contaminated. Okay, this one is okay. We are one Dhamma family connected by karmic affinity, walking on the Bodhisattva path together with one heart and one goal. Oh, okay. So this one is finally consolidating into one big Dhamma family. There is no seniority. Hand in hand, we must combine our strength to form a pure and flawless crystal sphere of perfect harmony. So that is the intent. We are like Bodhi trees growing from the same roots. Bodhi means enlightenment. No matter where Tsuchi volunteers live, they diligently sow Bodhi leaves, in the hope that there will someday be Bodhi forests everywhere. Even though the environment in which we each live may be different, we know that we share the same Qingshi Dhamma lineage. Since the early days, the Qingshi abbot has been our spiritual cultivation center. I established the rule that all spiritual practitioners at the abbot must be self-sufficient. Likewise, Tsuchi volunteer must also be locally sufficient by utilizing local resources to give back to and contribute to their local community without asking for anything in return. They must cultivate their mind to be free of greed, be decent in their conduct, and be pure inwardly and outwardly. Then they will be able to engage with people without being affected or tainted. So this is very true. Tsuchi commissioner and faith corps members must cultivate the field of blessings together in unity. The strength of one individual is limited. Thus, we must pool the strength of many people and contribute together. There are many Tsuchi volunteers now. We must be thankful to each person who contributes his or her strength. Since we have the affinity to be in the Tsuchi school of Buddhism together, we must appreciate and respect one another and diligently cultivate the immense field of blessing in the world with genuine love. We must let our roots of wisdom grow deep in the Bodhisattva path. It is rare to be born as a human and to encounter the Buddha Dhamma in this world. We should cherish the extraordinary karmic affinity that has brought us to this point and place where we can learn about the Qingshi Dhamma lineage and resolve to dedicate ourselves to the Tsuchi school of Buddhism together. The Buddha has taught us to walk the Bodhisattva path and plant our wisdom deep in it life after life. When we walk the Bodhisattva path, we must mindfully accept the pure Dhamma essence of the Buddha and eradicate the selfishness and the selfish love of mundane beings. Thus, we should cherish the extraordinary karmic affinity that has brought us to this time to learn about the Qingzi Dharma lineage and resolve to dedicate ourselves to the Sisi school of Buddhism together. We must work diligently to take in the Dharma essence so that the Bodhi tree or Bodhi seed in us can grow into a big tree that will provide enough shade to shelter others. When all people have the opportunity to cleanse and purify their hearts, then we will have a pure land on earth. So this is beautiful. Okay, I think we myself end here. I check the page. Okay, we are, I think, towards the end already. So the next page is a new topic, which is stages of growth. There is a first stage until second stage. Oh, four more pages. Maybe I try to finish it off. We got another 15 minutes or so. Oh, no way. We will have our meditation so that the last four pages I will finish off by next Sunday. Then I can summarize the whole thing so that we understand the content more deeply. The path to truth for modern day Bodhisattva practitioner. So we have gone through actually quite a lot. This whole book is very beautiful. This is about Sisi's way of walking the path and how they train their volunteers to be living Bodhisattvas within society, within life itself. So they base it on the sutras of infinite meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing. So these are the example they give, and these are all of their experiences too. So when we go through this, we have a very different perspective of the Bodhisattva way as taken by them. Where theirs is an evolved system and culture that they develop on their own. Whereas for the rest of us, who are walking this path, most of us have to start it from our own affinity and condition with the Dhamma. How we understand all this, especially those who are new. You have to understand the Bodhisattva way is a very long and immense way. So as a cultivator of the Bodhisattva, we must have the resolve, the faith. We must be sincere. We must have the ability to persevere and see it through. So that resolve, that Bodhi mind that we determine to plant is very important. Then from there, it will nurture. And based on the yellow card I have taught you, that one is very important. So that whenever you come, whether you choose to come or you have to come, before your path is been established, you must have this understanding and right view. Then the four basic vow. So if you stabilize all this understanding through everyday chanting, reflecting, and renewing of your this vow, so that it become a part of you, so that it is firmly planted and then resolved through your merits, your understanding, your wholesomeness. You can invoke power, merits and wholesomeness for this resolve to be firmly planted deep into your nature, so that this Bodhi mind will nurture and grow and become very beautiful, so that it can help you grow, help you walk the path, help you develop the affinity and condition to manifest. So once you establish this, this is the most important. Then how you move, how you actually evolve, is not so important. That one will come naturally. So what we have gone through here is the Sisi's way. Yeah? They named the book, the title, The Path to Truth, because this is their way of cultivating, based on the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. They walk this path. And this Sutra of Infinite Meaning is very beautiful. And later on, we will also go into the other Sutra. So we did the Sutra of the Infinite Meaning or Innumerable Meaning. We had three chapters. We have virtue, we have proclamation of the teachings, and lastly is the 10 merits. That one we are doing it through the Tuesday and Thursday class book, The Essence of Infinite Meaning, teachings from the adapted verse of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. Then later on, I will try to get the book. I don't know which is a good book for the Lotus Sutra, because the one that I have was the Master Xuanhuo one. That one is very long, many volumes. So I remember Jin Hao managed to send me something, but I have yet to look into it. Maybe if I can find one, then we will use that as our new book for sharing. Otherwise, in the meantime, after this Sunday class, Path to Truth, I will use our all those transcript books. I realize that transcript book has a lot of very important teachings, very important dhammas that we need to revise through, so that you all develop a clear understanding. Then all this book, you will find it useful. And when you read it again, it becomes different. And most of the time, if I'm not wrong, most of this book, I think when Kahemita received it, they were very excited. Those who are serious, they will read through. But most of them put it in the bookshelf, hardly look at it, until when they have the condition or the affinity. So if that is what you will do, then it's not benefiting you. It doesn't serve you well. So when we go through all this, it will let you have the condition to bring out that transcript book and follow the class, then we go through, and you can hopefully develop the deep understanding of the teaching inside there, so that it will benefit all Kayamitas. Okay, with this, I think we will end the sharing. Then we will have our 45 minutes of meditation, silent awareness meditation. I will off the light, and we can have our 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. So remember the four supports, especially the first three: relax body and mind completely, be at ease, then let things be, then maintain awareness, just aware. And the third support is maintain this awareness for as long as you can, until it's stabilized. Then use that awareness to meditate, to develop the understanding, the awakening, to insight into phenomena. And finally, when you establish stability of mindfulness, when you can actually develop until your mind enters sati, until your daily mindfulness throughout the day is very stable, then you can do the fourth support, which is trust. Or those who have already developed the stability or the spiritual faculty and the awareness nature, you can straight away move into the fourth support, relax, maintain awareness, and trust the nature to do. Don't try to know, just relax, maintain awareness, silent everything. Maintain awareness around the heart area, and let it manifest. Let the nature move by itself and develops the meditative understanding, leading to the transformation. Okay, now I let you meditate on your own. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. And we will go for 3 minutes of toilet break. Then afterwards, we will come back for our second session. Okay. 4:38. We will come back at 4:41. Okay, so now we will have our meditation reporting session together with whatever question that you may have, you can ask whatever question related to the meditation or the Dhamma, and also how to apply them. And the third one is you can share whatever experience that you may have regarding Dhamma in daily life. Okay, we will open up. The last session, I think, is Sister Kiat Hun, isn't it?
Xin hao,
yeah. You want to come in? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would like to make some meditations reporting.
Ah, good, okay.
And also some question also.
Can, yeah.
Okay. So for these past 2 weeks, I can feel that my heartbeat is more and more subtle.
Oh, good. Subtle.
The sound is not loud, is it? It's just
yes.
Something
yes.
Stops out. Just
it become like very quiet. Very quiet.
Yeah.
You have to continue to maintain the ability to be aware until finally, like, you cannot detect it anymore. Then don't worry. That time, you just continue to be silent. Don't do anything silent. Let the awareness rest around there and stabilize. Then the mind will enter sati after that. Just now you want to describe something, you continue.
Yeah. Most of the time, I can just only feel the vibrations, is it, in the heart?
Yeah.
Like the pumping, is it? Like the chest pump, is it?
That one also must allow it to become very, very fine. Because that pumping or the pounding of the heart, we call it the heartbeat, initially is like quite gross or loud. You maintain awareness there, don't do anything, just aware. Then it will slowly, slowly slow down. You will come to understand how it slow down, and you have to maintain the awareness there until that pounding of the heart become like your breathing become very subtle.
Yes.
The breathing also will become like very short and very subtle. Then this heartbeat also same. It will become more and more quiet, more and more quiet. Then like very, very subtle. There is hardly any pounding. And later on it's like you don't have heartbeat. No, you still have heartbeat. Unless you go into the cessation. The heartbeat is still there, but it's very fine. So that one you need more refined mindfulness to detect. That's why you don't do anything, just silent everything and stay there. The awareness, just stay there. Don't go and follow whatever people tell you. Try to detect sitting, touching, or move to other object of meditation. That one is still thought-based. Don't do anything. Just allow the mind to continue to settle down. Then this mind will enter sati. Enter sati means the mind become mindful on its own, because it is already able to develop the ability to have this higher level of more refined sati or awareness. It can only happen when mind enters sati. Then whatever movement or activity that the awareness is with, it become very clear. It's like all this movement later on, they were like magnified because your mind is already in sati. And everything you come to be aware is in sati. That's why your hearing, your seeing, your smell, your taste, your tactile, or whatever movement, even specific phenomenal awareness of your kaya, of your whatever moving object, external moving object, like nature's phenomena, they become like very clear to you. Means your awareness and that phenomena move as one. That's why Kaya Nupassana become very easy. You suddenly realize your awareness and your bodily activity or movement has become one. So all the movement is like in sati. And that is the stability that you need. So you continue to allow it to settle down, continue to allow the mind to enter sati. When it enters sati, you know, you will come to know, because suddenly after a long time when you feel like there is nothing already, then you maintain that mindfulness or awareness, you suddenly like can detect the very subtle movement. If you go back to your anapanasati or breathing, that subtle breathing like no more, but when your mind enters sati, it can stay there on. Even that very, very fine movement is enough, because it can stay wherever it is and become sensitive there, and it can be aware. So that stage is very important. When you reach that stage, means your mind has entered sati, then you can, during that time, find out for yourself, experiment with that mind that has entered sati. When you try to like relax or straighten your back, sometimes after a long time of meditation, if those doing sitting, their posture is no longer the backbone straight, so you can like slowly move it up to make it straight. So during that time, you'll be very surprised, the movement is like enlarged, magnified. Then you realize everything you do is like magnified. Like the mindfulness or sati slow down everything for you to see. Then during that time, a lot of things become very clear to you. Even that very short breath or subtle breathing all become very clear. Then your heartbeat area, everything become like no more heartbeat. It become very sensitive. Then wherever you move it or locate it, it will detect. Then during that time, you just trust, let things be. Then it will move by itself. It will detecting by itself. And wherever it go, maintain awareness there. Then you realize that one becomes very sensitive. Then when you experiment with it, you can move it to other part of your body. Then you can feel that vibration inside that. Well, our whole body is actually full of that life force vibration. But when it becomes very fine, your nature will know. Your nature also can detect. Then you will understand what relax is. But during that time, you relax very naturally. Your mind no resistance. It's like you are like mianhua, like very soft and very fine. Then it is like very natural, very natural. Then wherever you locate, That nature will know how to feel, become sensitive and relax into it. Then it's like completely no resistance. Then whatever happens, the awareness will be there to understand. So when you are able to do that, especially when your nature touches any part of your heart area, the byproduct is always gaseous. Then how the gas come out also you will know, no resistance, or it just come out very naturally and soothingly. So during that time, you will come to understand all this movement more and more. So this is something for you to understand, so that the next time you do, you continue to relax into it and don't do anything. Stay there. Then let whatever happen. Then you will start to understand what I am trying to guide you and explain to you. These stages will happen. And once you can do that, your mind enters sati, you will progress again. You will move into another phase. That time is sati sampajana. So sati sampajana will come. Well, after that, when your mind enters sati, most of the time, you are aware, mindful, without thought. That's why your mind becomes different. Your mind no need to think. the sankhara activity all reduced already because of your initial wisdom. Then as you develop this movement, you go into life, then you start to understand last time how you stir your mind, how you get angry, and how your mind is always outside, how the views, opinion, and the conditioning make you what you are. But when you have the awareness and sensitivity, you will detect many things which is inside. This is Hui Guang Fan Zhao, means you are able to reverse the light and look within. Look within means the mindfulness and the awareness is observing, aware of all these things that actually cause living being to be deluded, and how we function as a human being, how our senses operate, how consciousness upon contact with the sense basis trigger off the respective consciousness or awareness. Then the awareness can see it happening. Then how very fast the mundane mind, through its views, opinion, conditioning, and habitual tendency, introduce the content of consciousness. Now all this, it will happen by itself. And your mind, because it has entered sati, you will see it. You will understand it. Before that, you cannot see. You cannot understand. You are not sensitive. Well, before that, most living beings are heedless. They think a lot. They worry a lot. Their sankhara are very active. Their mind is never quiet, never aware, never mindful, don't have the sensitivity. So this is the cultivation that people cannot understand and develop unless you follow those understanding that I share with you, then maintain awareness, stabilize that awareness until the mind enters the deep. So now you are moving into that phase which manager rejoices. But you have to describe more. What else did you able to do?
Yeah. And sometimes I notice when I feel get more relaxed, and my fingers and legs and forehead, they got the vibrations, vibrations.
Yeah,
and
they will pull by itself. They will activate by itself. So just finish. Then if it go to certain places that you can detect, you want to stay there, you can. Then you will be able to find out a lot of things there. Then you realize wherever this awareness is, it will develop the activation and the movement and the clarity. But trust means let the nature do. So initially you can play with it, you can find out on your own. You can just let it stay there and find out. Then if it moves, let it move. Accord and flow, do not receive it. That nature is intelligent. It already had the understanding and the wisdom. It will know where it need to activate, where the body need to transform. So when you can feel the fine movement and vibration within your finger or your leg or even your forehead, actually is the process of that nature activating all these things. But this is the beginning. Yeah, initially it's like the tinkling sensation and all those things, the movement, where your awareness is able to detect them, but it's not stable and clear yet. So you let it happen. Then you continue to describe.
And then I can feel that is the vibration is synchronized actually. It's synchronized.
Synchronized with your awareness. Yes.
The feet and the hands and the forehead, it vibrates at the same time.
I know. Yes. Because when that thing happens, it will trigger all those parts that need to be activated. That's why you will feel it is like the whole thing is moving, synchronized, moving.
Right. Yeah.
But actually, if you are really sensitive and mindful, every part is moving differently. But they are simultaneously being activated because that nature will know how to move it. So that is the beginning. For it to happen, you must be in the state of quite relaxed state, otherwise it cannot happen. Like you are a dead person. A dead person means the thing happened by itself. Sometimes it gives you a sort of like tingling sensation, like want to condition you to do something, but no need, just let it happen. Then you will start to understand more and more. This is the trust support, the force support. But you haven't detected the gateway yet. This is the initial part of trusting that nature to do. So let the stability of mindfulness activate and do all those things by itself. Then later on, you can stay at the heart area. But when it moves, you let it move. Then when you develop the meditation, like earlier on how you start from your heartbeat area because you have the stability to be with your heartbeat, to detect that one. Then from there, you continue to stabilize that. It has to be done for quite a while. Sometimes it could be for maybe a few months or session until your ability to be aware at the heart area become very, very clear. Until throughout the day, you are able to be aware of your heartbeat. Even while living life, while walking, while doing your daily thing, traveling, driving, or what, the awareness is always from there, the heart area, outward. So, from the heart area outward is the awareness that is aware of external. Then when you silence everything and do it in the form of meditation, then the awareness is aware of all the internal movement, all the internal activity. But when you are very stable already, later on, that sensitivity of mindfulness and awareness can even be aware of your subtle mental intention, which you never see before, which you can never understand in the past, but that nature has that sensitivity to see. That is very sensitive. The slightest discomfort or slightest, very slight dislike or unpleasant feeling or sensation, you can detect already. That's why during that time, you cannot suffer already because not to say you cannot totally suffer, but that suffering has developed that, that mindfulness has developed the ability to be so sensitive. The slightest discomfort the very subtle reaction of mind, you can feel it already. And when you become so sensitive, it cannot continue. Because that wisdom prevents you from allowing that stress to build up or that discomfort to build up. Then you know how to relax into it and let it normalize, let it stabilize. That's the process that cultivator will go through. And from there onward, they realize they cannot really, like last time, easily get angry, unhappy, stir their mind. Because that time they are not sensitive, they cannot feel all this. But when you are very sensitive, all this cannot happen already. You are aware. It's just like the Buddha said, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. How to understand it? To have the mindfulness to be aware. That is how you can understand it. So through the awareness, you will see how that stress come about. You can trace the origination factor. You must have reacted there. Then the subtle defilement, the subtle reaction, all you can see. The intent behind, which is very subtle, normal people cannot see. Even the subconscious and the unconscious release from inside, you can see. Then how your dream actually manifests, everything you can actually see that. And you become very different after that. So all these are the process that will happen later. Okay, Jinhao, you continue to describe.
And they are, when I feel the sensations of the whole body vibrating, and then sometimes for a few seconds, it's like nobody, is it?
Yeah, you will have that type of perception, but just let it be. Never mind. Just let it be, because it can happen in many ways. But don't try to link to the Dhamma so fast. Later on, you will understand.
When I feel the body sensation vibrating, I don't feel the heartbeat, is it? And
the vibration that you feel is more gross. That's why you can feel that. The heartbeat one has become very subtle. So you need to relax into it. Whenever it happens, relax into it and let it happen. Then that one also will become more and more fine. More and more fine. More and more fine. That is like your habit. Everything becomes very quiet. Then you will know your whole physical body's vibration become very fine, very quiet. It's like you got hardly any vibration inside. Like everything becomes very still. That's how cessation can happen. Later on, when it becomes very quiet, then the mind understand. Think also like that, don't think also like that, you just let things be. Then when the condition is there, suddenly the cessation will happen. But the cessation initially will come as a momentary one, a glimpse of it. Then after that, you will manifest that mind that wants to understand what is that. So once that thing surfaces, that cessation, the momentary, is already over. But when you come out of it, of the meditation, you will come to understand many things after that. After that, that moment of momentary cessation is enough to trigger off a lot of understanding. And that one is the real insight. After that, you will know, he know you, he know me. The Dhamma all will fall into place. Then it's like suddenly the Dhamma becomes very clear to you, very easy to understand. Then all the word is so meaningful. That one is the real one. The initially one is still at the thought level, because you all have listened to too many people reporting and sharing. Then you say, like, I cannot feel my body and all those things. Forget about it, because that one is the phase that people will go through. But different people at different stages of cultivation, they perceive it differently. Then some will link to the Dhamma. But the real one, no need to know, no need to do anything, let it manifest. Until finally, when the cessation comes, you will understand very clearly what that thing is. Because the one that go through that cessation, even a glimpse, the Buddha say is Pachetang Vedetapo Vinohiti. This wisdom or understanding can only be realized by the wise. Each for themselves. So the one that go through that cessation will know that there is really nothing. Anatta. He know you, he know me. Everything is just the way it is. Then the characteristic all become very clear. It's not from knowledge anymore. It's from that insight or that cessation, that momentary cessation. Then later on, it will happen more and more, more and more. Then you will go into longer period of cessation. So all this can happen and follow. So just be patient, relax, maintain awareness, and let all this movement happen. What you need is, after this, your daily mindfulness will also stabilize. Because once your mind enters the, you will come to know a lot of things that you do is all in sati already. So maintain the continuity of cultivation from former, move on to the daily life cultivation. Daily life is the daily mindfulness. Then from that time, just silence everything, relax, maintain awareness. Then you can see, well, that time your mindfulness become different. Then every of your movement or activity, it become like very clear to you. Even the blinking of the eye, you aware. The turning, the stretching, the whatever movement is like slow down for you to see, like you can follow all the movement. Yeah. Then whatever you see also is like that awareness and the phenomenal movement is one. Like there is nothing inside that. Just aware. Then you want to know, you want to think, then only the thought come in to perceive and to understand. Otherwise, it's just that specific phenomenal awareness. Then during that time, you can find out, you can experiment with it. Hey, how come it's like that? So strange. It's not strange. It's the part of the way, part of the transformation process. That's how sati actually develops. When the sati develops, you will see things differently. You will have the real silent mind, direct seeing, observation with sati. Not with the thought anymore. Not with the conscious mind anymore. So this is where the real cultivation will stand out. And it's very different. So do listen to this part, the sharing again later on. Then you will understand what I try to share with you. Then you will know how to do. Well, so far you have progress very well. You can develop the understanding to actually do it correctly already. Anything else?
Yeah. So my question is like, when I feel the body vibrating the times, I should stay with it, isn't it?
Relax into it is number one. To relax into it and maintain awareness enough. Maintain awareness means aware. Then maintain. Then let it move. Let it move. Whichever more prominent, let it go there.
Okay.
But most of the time, if you maintain awareness, it's like a spacious awareness without a center. Then it's aware. It just like simultaneously can be aware. Let it happen. Let it happen. Then wherever it move, you want to stay there, you will know one. Yeah. It will be there longer. Then you stay there. You stay there. Then that time you can help that awareness nature to stay there. Like you feel your hand, your leg, you can go there. Then later on, let's say you move to the forehead or what, you can go there. Then even at your heartbeat, it can move to the side, move to the below the heart is your stomach or whatever area. Then it will go down to your dantian area. Let it happen. Let it happen. Lot of vibration will happen. That it actually is the internal movement, the internal activation of all the nadis, the chakra, everything that needs to be activated. It will activate by itself. Then you just remember to relax into whatever that arises. Then maintain awareness. Then let it move. Then stay there when you feel that it wants to be there for quite a while. Or you can experiment with your awareness. When you stay there, what happens? When you stay at other places, what happens? When you just let it, spacious awareness run and maintain the awareness, what happens? So all this, you can experiment with it and develop the understanding.
I actually like lying down very much, is it? Because
continue to do lying down. Yes.
Yeah. It because last time, is it? When I'm very tired, it took me about 1 hour to rest, is it, to sleep.
Yeah.
But now
immediate
lying down,
20
minutes.
No need 20 minutes. Later on, immediate. Later on, when your mindfulness is stabilized, you straight away will go into the meditative state. Straight away, very fast. Because your daily mindfulness haven't developed yet. Now, once you develop that daily mindfulness, when you can be throughout the day aware of your heartbeat, the moment you lie down, it will straight away go to the heart area. Then from there, the awareness will follow. Then you relax. Then the vibration all will become like slow down by itself. Then the shift of consciousness will become. Initially, it may take you 20 minutes or 15 minutes, or for some people who are new, it may take 30 minutes. But later on, immediate, the moment you lie down, you already relax, aware throughout the day. Your daily mindfulness is already very stable. So the moment you lie down, the awareness is there already, very stable. And during that time, your spiritual faculty is also very stable. That's why you are in a meditative state already. Straight away, you can meditate, you can have the awareness. Then you relax, maintain awareness. Then all the movement, all the whatever activity that's supposed to happen, it will happen. Then your awareness nature will understand. Then initially, like for your case last time, when you lie down, because you tend to have the tendency, because you're tired, you sleep and become unconscious straight away. But now that phase is no more, because you can maintain awareness already. It means you have control already. So if it can settle down within 15 or 20 minutes, it's already quite good initially. Then continue to stabilize. That's why you have to meditate more and let it stabilize. Then later on, when it's stable, until it's very stable, and then you already most of the time aware, the spiritual faculty very stable, you have done a lot of reflection, contemplation, and second turning wisdom. All this will prepare yourself to have the initial wisdom, Yoniso Manasikara, which is step 4 of Avijja Sutta. Then from there, you will have more and more moment of silence, because you don't stir your mind so often or react to sense experience like last time. You become more at peace, more at peace, more at peace. Then when your mindfulness become very stable, when your mind enters sati, sati sampajana stage 5 will come in. That is what you have to do now. So stage 4 and stage 5 sometimes can take a while, can take a period of 1 or 2 years. The more stable, the better. And after that, you will know what to do. Meditation become very easy, because when sati is stabilized, when the awareness nature is there, you can meditate anywhere, anytime, and under whatever condition throughout the day. The domain of meditation is very clear to you. Like, you have the ability to understand, the ability to be aware most of the time, and the heedlessness is like, cannot arise already, no more. You most of the time, whatever you do, you are aware. You are not like before. During that time, you cannot like lapse into the unconscious. You still don't know what you are doing, especially when you are busy or you try to do things. Then during that moment, you hardly aware. Then you have to come back. So every time you aware that you are no longer aware from inside out, you must maintain the awareness, just like in the form of meditation. Relax, aware, maintain the awareness. So during daily life also same, return to your heart and aware from there, aware from there. That everything you do, aware. You must have the ability to be able to be aware of not only your breathing, your whatever hand movement, activity, turning, stretching, bending, even your eye blinking. When you can detect all those, means you have the sensitivity already. Every movement become very clear to you. Every activity become like very clear to you. Then your sati will be able to pick up many, many things. Then during that time, when you look at something, even the fan turning, or the nature's flow, like especially the plants, the tree, the breeze, everything, it's like your nature is one with it. It's like the whole thing moves as one. And this is specific phenomenal awareness. You have to develop more and more of that understanding. Then it will stabilize. It will stabilize. So this is the phase that cultivator will continue to experience, and you will have the ability to move on until the understanding becomes really clear. That's why through all this cultivation, the wisdom will arise, because that silent mind or the awareness nature that see is the direct seeing from the true mind. It's not knowledge. That one really awaken you, let you understand many, many things. So this is the power of mindfulness, power of awareness-based meditation. So whatever happens, relax into it, maintain awareness, and let it happen. Then continue to stabilize that mindfulness until mind enters sati. So that phase you have to go through. Then after that, when you come out of it, the daily mindfulness you must start to do already. Standing aware, walking aware, sitting aware, lying down aware, then all the connecting movement. Even when you want to come out of the meditation, lie down posture, you can have the initial awareness of the posture, which is lying down. Then how you come out of it, there are many phases and stages inside one. From your awareness phase, you come out into the conscious phase, where you become conscious of what you perceive, what you see. Then your hand movement, how you want to come out of it. That whole thing is like a flow. Then how you actually straighten yourself and come back to the sitting posture. Then how you stand, how you move. That's how kayanupassana come about. Then you realize everything is the same. How your hand reach out to hold whatever thing you want. Even if you want to hold, like for my case here, I have to come out and hold the mic. I'm fully aware. Then when I hold the mic and bring it back, I'm fully aware. Then how I want to speak into it, I'm fully aware. Then all my other movement, the awareness is there. That's why when I share, I look at the crowd or the kilometers or the external area. The awareness is there because my nature is already aware. That's why all your movement, all your activity, even you blink your eye or whatever, my nature can perceive it if I want to. Where I have this spacious awareness that simultaneously can see all this and be aware of all this, then you become different. So all this is part and parcel of transformation and cultivation. So today you have given a very good condition for my nature to explain this. Where I believe there will be more and more cultivator moving into this phase. Because for you to have this ability to reach this point of time to develop the cultivation means the Dhamma is going to surface for more and more people to understand. And this is specifically for you. This sharing and instruction is enough for you to do for the next few years.
But overall, I can feel that in daily life I'm more peaceful.
And contented.
And it's like feel lucky like that.
Because that nature will know to have this condition to go through this phase and understand all these things is very rare, very rare. That's why you will feel the joy, the gratitude, that type of feeling that you are very blessed, very lucky for you to have this. Because all this normal people cannot have, cannot do until this level of mindfulness and understanding. So virtue, all the good mind state, they arise through that understanding. Because when you know this is very difficult to come by, then when you have the condition to receive all this, you will have a lot of gratitude towards your own teacher or guide or people who has helped you to realize all this. Then you will also thank your good karma, your good path for having the affinity and condition to actually able to go into all this. Then from there, the clarity is there that you will know how to make vow, affirmation, aspiration, you determine very strong, where you know this is the way, this is the path. Then you have faith, you have confidence, then you sincerely determine. Then after that, you just do, persevere. Especially the Bodhisattva vow, do it, like what Po Cheng went through. And it has a tremendous impact on the cultivator. When you take the vow, when you go through that vow continuously every day for about 6 months, until it stabilizes, until it becomes part of you, until you understand those vow very clearly. Sometimes without going through the yellow card, you can also recite them or know them for what they are. That is the stability. And after that, you don't have to do so often. You may do it once in a while. Maybe every time you want to remind yourself or stabilize this, you just do it once a week, or later on once a month, or once every 3 months, you can. It's up to you. The moment you become stable and you understand all this until it becomes a part of you, then it's dependent on the individual. They will know whether they need to do or not to do. Then the cultivation will take off at a different level again. So there is a lot more things, but this is already very beautiful. For you to come to this stage, you have really progressed very well, and you will start to see many things after this. So remember, stabilize that awareness nature more and more until mind enters sati. And when mind enters sati, when you come out of your meditation, or even during your meditation, you can experiment with all those things, you can find out more. Then when you come out of your meditation, the mindfulness will pick it up. All the movement, the activity that just now I mentioned to you, you will start to see them. Then later on, when you want to answer nature's call, you will see all those things, all very differently. And you are like very mindful. When you walk also, you are very mindful. Your hand movement, all you are aware. Turning, bending, stretching, standing, looking. Then all the observation. Then how you actually move your hand to do your daily thing. Everything, most of the time you are aware. Even you want to go to the washroom or toilet to clean up or wash yourself after the morning, upon waking up in the morning, when you are aware, you will see all those movements. But the moment you are aware or conscious, from the awareness you come out and to become conscious, the awareness of your posture is the first thing you will be aware. Then after that, you are very mindful how you come out of your sleep, your bed, and all those things. Then normally what I do in the past is, the first thing is, after that, I pay respect, triple jam. In my bedroom, I don't have to go to the altar, whatever direction. Then I will recite or chant the salutation. Then sometimes I will radiate love and metta, express gratitude and all those things. Then if I want to sit, I will sit. But if I have to answer nature's call, I will go first. Then if I need to clean up, I will clean up. But most of the time, I will meditate first. Relax, maintain awareness and all those things. So meditation can be done while you are still in the lying down posture early morning when you wake up. So a lot of karmita can do that. Early morning you wake up, they will do. Then for those who are used to sitting, you can also sit, no problem. Sitting is the same. When you can maintain awareness of the object of meditation, like your breathing, you can use it first. But after you stabilize already, you lie down, it becomes very different. You find it very easy to do meditation. Because actually the sitting one, the anapanasati help you to be in a state of calm. Awareness of the in and out breath means it actually anchor your mind there. Then when you anchor the mind, it become more peaceful, more calm. But your leg being crossed is not fully relaxed. Very difficult to relax. But some people like that state because it's a firm foundation. Then they will go into calmness, absorption. That's why they find that very interesting. But the main purpose ultimately is not the calmness and the absorption alone. It's the awareness. So the awareness, even anapanasati, you have to have the ability to relax. Relax until that breathing on its own. Initially, it will become like long breath because the sati, when it starts to arise and stabilize, it will enable you to experience the piti and the sukha. So you continue to relax into it. This breathing become like very, very long. Then like the whole process of one in breath or one out breath is like very clear to you. Like a lot of things inside there you can see, you can understand. There are so many phenomena inside there. And you can experience all that. That's why that clarity is very beautiful. Then every time you draw your breath or you exhale your breath, you become very calm. Because that sati is there. That mindfulness of the in and out breath, anapanasati is there. But people tend to go into absorption. Strong calmness. That's how it went into apanasamadhi and they will go into what they call energy field and all those things. It's like that type of meditation is very interesting. But they don't know that you have to relax until finally the breathing becomes very subtle, very short. Now, after that, a lot of people don't know what to do. Because they don't know what is happening. They don't know they have to release it out into upacara samadhi and go into daily mindfulness. So the daily mindfulness part, the pure mind that is aware, not a conditioned state, not in a state of what they call strong concentration or absorption, apanasamadhi. Even upacara also, if it comes from a natural awareness that develop the daily mindfulness and reach upacara, is good. But if from apana come out, when you reach upacara, you need to relax more. Relax into it. Then let that object of meditation become very natural. Means the breathing in, the breathing out become very natural. Then when you can maintain mindfulness of that in and out breath, that thing become very different again. It become very subtle and very short. Like you cannot feel your breath. That is actually the phase where the mind wants to go into sati already. The mind want to enter sati, but they don't know. So they like don't know what is happening. Then they try to focus again, they try to concentrate again, they try to bring out the anapanasati again. If you do that, it becomes energy field. It becomes absorption, concentration. That's why after that, the best is you go do the lying down one. Now, lying down one, you won't go into absorption and concentration because you are very relaxed and your posture is very relaxed. So when you do whatever mindfulness, whether it's at your nostril or at your heart area or wherever there is any vibration or phenomenal activity that your mindfulness can detect, just let it rest there. So the best one is around your heart area initially. But if you are used to anapanasati, initially when you lie down, you can go to the anapanasati there also. Then you realize that anapanasati is very easy to do, but you are less calm. You will not go into absorption. you will maintain awareness there. And then after that, it's supposed to fall to your heart naturally. Well, Anapanasati connect you to the heart. That's how it happened to me. Then later on, I relax and stay at the heart area, because my last guide told me where the gateway is. So that's why when he asked me to relax, maintain awareness, then when he activated that gateway, my nature straight away knew what that thing is. All my energy moved and I went into that. That's why I can now share with you all this understanding and let you all have the ability to do all this. Otherwise, it's not easy. I realize very few cultivators or even meditation master or teacher can have this kind of understanding. But this is awareness-based meditation. This is not concentration, not jhana, and all those things. This is a field that is very seldom taught or seldom developed. We are very few people understand this type of awareness-based meditation. Okay, sit down.
Sadhu.
Yes. Yes. Do you have any question? Any other question? Yeah.
Sadhu.
Okay, Sadhu. Rejoice. Or you can nominate somebody if you want to. We can still have one more person report or ask question.
How about PG?
PG? Yeah.
PG, are you there?
PG, are you
there? Hi, Brazil.
Yes, PG.
Good evening, Brazil, Mr. Steele, and all Kalamitas.
Sadhu.
It's been a long while.
Yeah. And today is a holiday, tomorrow still holiday, Vilaya.
No lah, Brazil.
You have
my
to work.
Is okay. So it's very busy now.
Oh, no wonder.
We hand over just before Chinese New Year.
Oh.
On the 8th.
So quite fast already, yeah. You had to rush, course. Yeah. Now you had to rush. Because one more week, one more week to go.
It's been 4 months. So now is a very crucial time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brazil. At this time, I would say that it's a very good learning lesson for me, especially at work.
Yeah, that is where you really learn.
When you have to deal with people not in the most ideal situation.
Correct. Yeah.
like what Kowloon girls. Do.
Yeah. Construction is like that. Yeah.
it's like I've always say that I'm very grateful to Bertio and to the Dharma that you teach.
Yeah.
That I am able to see that why things happen.
Yeah.
Very good. As causes and conditions.
Yeah. Yes, unfolding,
And mainly to accept people for
what they are. That one helps a lot. Make you more at peace with them.
Yes, right. I tell you, they test me like hell. Initially, in the beginning of the project, it was very chaotic. I have to deal with characters that are so unreasonable and all that. Yeah?
Yes.
But somehow I think I managed to with the help of people also.
Yeah.
And subsequently, so much better.
Definitely, because you have that Dhamma that help you, then people will have the ability to see that you are different, then they will respect you because you have that understanding not to argue. You are there to help people to resolve issue, problem, like Kowloon's case. Why you want to argue? Why you want to get angry? No need. It's only work. Work towards the organization objective. to realize what we need to realize is to fulfill the contract, the contractual obligation. So whatever role you play your role. Then whatever misunderstanding, resolve it, leave it at the bar. Otherwise, it will become something that is very disruptive. It, once misunderstanding arise, construction site become a war zone. Then there is no peace. But when you know how to leave it at the bar and resolve it, they will respect you. That's why through your ability to handle situation very well and resolve issue very well, like Colin's case also same, it's like you see the Dhamma unfolding, means you are like very lucky, very blessed, things just go your way because you have no negativity. You didn't react like before, you didn't get angry and do all those funny things. Sometimes you can raise your voice, it's okay. But after that, you should not allow it to proliferate. You should just resolve issue, get their attention, then after that, okay, can we do it this way? Can we resolve it this way? Yeah. So work environment is like that. We need to raise our voice, we raise our voice. No, you can't. Then after that, you explain. That is the way to resolve issue. That is actually the Dhamma way. So different
when
people.
Sorry.
Yeah. You continue.
When they are dealing with men, I'm so sorry to say,
no
a
problem.
Lot of the ego are in play. So
yes, definitely. Yes.
I have to be very diplomatic at a lot of times.
Correct. Yes. So that diplomacy is actually part of Noble Eightfold Path, first few path factor. Because right thought, right speech, right action, and the right way to communicate is actually that quality that you describe.
Yeah. But recently, I would say a life situation of friends. I don't know, at this time when I hear a lot of people are going through a very difficult
situation.
Not only financially, but dealing with illness
of
very close friends and loved ones.
Yes.
It's so easy to forget that, you know, that we are so blessed actually.
Yeah, correct.
And,
we take our help for granted.
I really have a lot of gratitude. For the blessings that I have, we may not have much, but at least we are healthy, we are happy.
Yeah, and all our senses are intact. We are so blessed, so fortunate that we have the Dhamma. It can keep us at peace and let us understand so many things. Then we can really live life. We are so different. That is the true blessing. That is the true understanding that can give a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, a lot of understanding for us to have gratitude, to have that, what they call love, the compassion. Then we will have a lot of what they call contentment within ourselves. We are very contented.
Yeah, contentment is so important.
We no longer like other people crave for a lot of things, want to own a lot of things, still not contented with what they have because they cannot understand life. They haven't seen people who are worse than them, the less fortunate. Yeah. That's why when you observe, and witness all this, like what Tsuchi people go through, then they reflect, actually their problem is not that bad. There are people worse than them, but they saw disaster unfolding. So compared to those people that really suffer and become afflicted and miserable, we are already very lucky, very blessed. We don't have to experience all those things, like war, like tsunami, like riots, even in the United States now, with the COVID-19, the pandemic, the demonstration and all those things. Because there are a lot of things that the whole world is going through, and a lot of people suffer There are many countries still having to fight poverty, war, riots, and all those things. And the country's economy destroyed. So people find it very difficult to even have a job or survive. There were so many South American countries and African countries and even Asia, certain part of Asia, India and all those areas, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, also, and even certain countries that are less fortunate and less developed. It's not easy for their people. They're really facing a lot of problem and issue. And now with COVID-19, the country's economy gone. They don't have money even to sustain their basic infrastructure and provide for their people. There were a few countries around I saw on CNN. They can't even pay their pension. And their currency was depreciated until so bad. The pensioner, they are surviving on only less than $1 a day. Because that time their currency is like paper. So then water also is scarce, very scarce. The supply is, you are not sure. Sometimes no water, sometimes no water. Electricity also the same. Then don't talk about internet because their economy is so bad. So a lot of these people are actually much, much worse. So when we have this understanding, we will understand the Dhamma deeper. Then we will have gratitude towards what we have. We will thank our good karma, our good nature, our good condition to be what we are. So all this will lead to contentment, understanding, joy. Then you feel very blessed. Then you don't complain so much. Very good, Fiji. Someone? Anything else?
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear so many of our kilometers are doing very well. I have not put in enough effort.
Don't worry. Wait till your project finish. you can do it. You can also move very fast because you have the basic understanding already. You know how to apply the Dhamma in your daily life, your work and all those things. That one you
my
you
reception
manage.
Very bad.
Yeah, don't worry. So you actually progress in a different aspect of Dhamma. Yours is the application of Dhamma to your life, to your work. That one also very important. But once you are able to do that, means you have the understanding. Then when you go into the awareness-based meditation, you will progress very fast. The moment you understand, you will progress very fast. Where your initial wisdom will be of higher stability than others. Otherwise, you cannot deal with life. You cannot apply the Dhamma because you have reflected, contemplated, listened to all this Dhamma many times. And you start to apply them because your work environment need you to have that ability. To have a lot of diplomacy and all those things.
Okay, when I have time to meditate and I sit down, I also realize calmness is very deep.
Yeah.
It's much different than previously.
Yeah.
I know I can do it, but
yeah, that is a good sign. That's why you will know you can do it. But for you to have the ability to apply that Dhamma in your work environment and your daily life means you have the initial understanding. Your yoniso manasikara is not bad. So for you to actually go into the meditation itself is very easy, but you don't have enough time. So never mind. Your contract is finishing soon, isn't it? After that, you can have your all the luxury of time to cultivate. Then that time you will progress.
Yeah.
Sadhu to you.
Yeah, I must go back to what I've been doing here.
Yeah, your daily religious routine, maintain that one.
I do it at night very well, and it helps me a lot. I sleep very well.
That is a good sign. Yes, your initial wisdom help you to develop the ability to sleep very well. People who cannot sleep don't have the Dhamma. That's why their mind states are actually having a lot of mental hindrance, heedless thinking. That's why they are not at peace. Those who have the spiritual understanding or the spiritual faculties, they sleep very well. And you know how to relax, because you don't hold on to things. The initial wisdom help you. Otherwise, your work in such environment like Kokluen one, you all will have a lot of problem when you come back. Because that sankhara will continue to stir. But because you have the initial wisdom, the Dhamma, you know how to attend to them. When the work is finished, it's finished. You come back, you do your thing. Then you develop understanding. If you want to solve anything, you write it down. Then you plan your work and all those things. Then you don't have to worry about them. So you will be able to do it with your own understanding. Like Kokluen, he reflect, he contemplate, then he do what he has to do. Follow Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path will lead to the cessation of all problems. So all these are very beautiful. Then he applied the essential Dhamma based on the understanding. Then everything happened. He remember, don't get angry. Don't react.
That's why I keep reminding myself.
That one very helpful. Pause is very important. You don't pause, the mind through habitual tendency will stir and react and erupt. Very good, EJ. Rejoice in your progress too.
I still have to put in a lot of effort.
With
the understanding of the Dhamma, it makes life so much different. That's why whatever it is, I'm really very grateful for the Dhamma in my life.
That gratefulness, that gratitude will be there. And when that one arrives, your faith strengthens. Then you become very different, very sincere. You will walk the path beautifully. So don't worry, the time will come.
My karma leads me to Dhamma. I must not forsake it because
correct.
I don't know when and when I will be born a human being.
And have the chance to encounter this Dhamma.
Every time after chanting, I always remember to do my transfer of merit and also my
sharing of merit.
Also our
aspiration. Very important.
We know that especially like now, I only meet up with the Dhamma very late in life. To have the proper sex condition to meet up with the Dhamma in life. Must understand the Dhamma.
Using
the Dhamma early in life, not understanding, I'm so sorry to say, I think many of our fellow Buddhists, they connect with the Buddha Dhamma early in life, but it's very superficial.
Correct.
They go through life not knowing really what to do.
Most of them didn't encounter the true Dhamma. You are right. They are very superficial.
So, very thankful for that.
Sadhu. Thank you. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. We should thank Chin Hao and PJ for the good sharing. So with this, I think we can end, because it's already 5:51. So we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. We end. Thank you. Okay, let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness. Then we will share these merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakan Tulokasasana Etawata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anamodantu Sabasampati Sidiya Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Devo sadakalena sasa sampati hetu cha vito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhamiko imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect Triple Gem and also to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we will end the video session, and we will have our fellowship. So fellowship today, maybe can have 10 minutes. Okay, you are ready? Then we will open up for whoever who wants to come in and share. So now is fellowship time. You can just come in and share whatever you want to share. Suggestion for improvement also can, or whatever you want to speak. This is informal session, fellowship. Anybody?
Pratio.
Ah, yeah, and Puteng, Sadhu.
Yeah,
Sadhu.
Yes, Sadhu. Yeah, I just want to say something to Brother Jinha. Congratulations to him.
Sadhu.
He's making very good progress.
Yeah.
And he has to keep it up.
Yes, Sadhu.
Yes. Yeah, so the time has come for him, you know, to progress.
Yeah, he contributed so much for the recording and website and all those things.
Yeah, and for all his patience and determination.
Yeah.
Kaya
mita
so now he reap what he
sowed,
Congratulations to him.
Thank
very
you.
Very good progress.
Yeah, yes, he has progressed very well. It took him quite a while. That's why he had joy, he had gratitude.
Very good for him. So happy to hear that he's doing well now.
My nature also rejoices.
Yes.
In fact,
we rejoice, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu. In fact, a lot of Kayamita actually progress. This time around is very different already.
Because for Jinhao, he has been very, how you call that? He feel very, how you say, a bit sad, not doing
progress,
but
not able to progress that, last time.
But now with following the instruction and advice from
And he did it.
He made it, you see?
Yeah, Sadhu. That's why there is
so
a lot of joy.
So he just have to follow the advice and the guidelines given by Sadhu, he will make it.
Yes.
So I'm very sure the rest of Kayamitas will also follow suit, you see?
Yeah, definitely, yes. It can be done. The Dhamma is actually very simple, very simple. You listen attentively and just follow the instruction and just do. Then it will manifest, and you will experience all those that you're supposed to experience and go through. Very true. Yeah, Pujang. Thank you. Sadhu.
Yeah, so happy. So happy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Actually, I just want to congratulate Jin Hao
lah. Oh,
because,
okay. Good.
He has been waiting for this day.
Yeah. Sadhu. Thank you.
Yeah. So I let others have a chance to talk.
We can still have one more. Anybody else? Anybody else in the coming? You can just come in. You can share whatever you want to share. Express your gratitude, your thanks, or whatever. Make use of the condition.
Since you talk about gratitude and appreciation,
yes.
I actually had a lot of appreciation of what you shared just now, plus also last week.
Yeah.
I made some feedback on the YouTube.
Oh, Sadhu. Yeah, I saw. Jin Hao actually forwarded it to me, which was very good.
So I felt that more. Kayamitas or all cultivators, cultivators are able to get in touch with this website, you know, by hearing that other people can do it, you know.
Yeah.
So from the teaching of Radio, so they may also be interested to listen and learn from Radio.
Correct. Yes. Those who are sincerely searching, when they hear my sharing, they will know that this one is the real one. This one you cannot find from the books and normal people. This type of teaching is very rare. Very, very rare.
Yes. So the last week by Kit Hun, the question, right?
Also very good.
It kind of brings back, I can recall to mind so many things that happened when I used this third way and fourth way. Especially the third way.
To abandon the unwholesome thought and the emotion.
So I can recall to mind what happened, as we talk about it. So it's very, very good that you really have to apply it, to test it and it will stand up to investigation.
Correct. The third and fourth way have a lot of people. The third and fourth way have a lot of people. A lot of Kayamita benefited.
A lot of impact, to the way we live our life.
Even PG also, through just listening, the initial wisdom also helped her to have the ability to actually go through her career, which is basically construction, not easy. And that one helped her a lot. She became more patient. She developed more wholesomeness. And he has to develop a lot of what they call, good relationship with everybody. Otherwise, not easy.
That is very tough industry, Thing with all the tough people.
Correct.
Very difficult, not easy.
It's like a war zone, because she's a lady, and she's small size. So most people tend to bully lady. And contractor, they speak very fiercely, very harshly. So sometimes they use certain words that can really make you very angry, very like they use the word piss off, because they all in construction, the language, they all not no such thing as paisei. Paisei means what in English? Shy. Because they are not the type that are civilized or being polite. They really, when they want to use four letter word, it's like they use it very often. There are many things in construction site. I'm also a civil engineer. In the early days, I hear all this. I used to go through all this, but I know how to resolve it because I have the Dhamma. So PG also did very well. Initially, she cannot take it also. She used to share with me many years back. She said, "Brother Theo, these people, you cannot deal with them because they are like that. So she has to like change to a different personality. She also has to be like they call tomboy, that type of attitude. Otherwise, cannot confront them. But now she used the Dhamma, which is a better way, and she resolved it very well. You know how they apply the word Ifopa. Just like Kotlun. Kotlun also did a lot of very beautiful application of the teaching and the Dhamma, and it helped him so much. Very good, Po Cheng. Thank you.
Thank you to PG, Sister
yeah,
PG.
Yeah.
Yes. Applying the Noble Eightfold Path.
Yeah. The yes. Dhamma.
Yes, the Dhamma.
Towards her job, her career, and her life. That's why she has a lot of gratitude, appreciation. Then she has a lot of joy because the Dhamma is so beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Teo, so for beautiful teaching and all for this sudden awakening.
Yeah. We should all rejoice together.
Direct Dhamma, you know.
Yeah.
To cut short our cultivation, you
correct.
Know. Straight to the silent mind. Thank you very much.
It's, okay.
That is really very beautiful, yes.
Thank you for saying, So we will end, thank you. So we will off the whole Zoom session. So wish you all a very good evening, so that you can have your dinner. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Okay.